I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
FM Talk.
I think 2026 is going to be a great year. The president set the table. You know, he's done peace deals, trade deals, tax deals, and the economic policy is really a three-legged stool. As you said, in Trump 1.0, we had the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act, so we had tax. But this time, it's also deregulation, and the amount of regulation coming off the books, I think we're going to talk about that later, is just astounding. In the U.S., that we've gotten out of the ability to make things and to do things in a productive way. And then the third part is trade. And these trade deals, they are bringing in the trillions of dollars and opening up markets for U.S. companies, bringing manufacturing back to the U.S.
By the way, the manufacturing is automobiles, pharmaceuticals, semiconductor chips, rare earth.
Well, I was just in my hometown of Charleston, South Carolina, 3 weeks ago. Boeing, thanks to President Trump, Boeing gave the president the number one salesman of the year award. He sold over 1,000 Boeing planes in the trade deals. Boeing in Charleston was expanding their Dreamliner, the 787 plant, by 50%. 1,000 new high-paying jobs, great benefits, and then all the construction jobs that go with that. And we're just starting to see it. We're just starting to see the liftoff.
So there you have Scott Bessent. He's the Treasury Secretary. What else does he? Is he the director of the IRS or something?
Yes.
Isn't he also that? think about how much fraud has been rooted out, just even the knowledge of it. I don't think that we've solved all these problems quite yet, but the knowledge, the indication that fraud is, however rampant you thought fraud, people just leeching off of the American taxpayer's dollar. However bad you thought it was, it's probably worse, which is kind of hard to imagine because I think we thought it was pretty bad.
Oh, yeah. I saw some good reporting this weekend that says that Marco Rubio has been really still at it with these NGOs and all this dark money being funneled around. But he we're not hearing a lot about it, but he's still on the ball.
I just think every time you start talking about one thing, you think about, oh, Marco Rubio talking about NGOs, and you think about what's going on with the fraud taking place in Minnesota. You think Minnesota is the only place where this is happening?
Heck no.
They found it in Ohio. Apparently the second largest Somali community in the United States is in Ohio, and there's a similar kind. But I'm sure this is not just a Somali problem. I think there are probably a lot of red-blooded Americans who have been living in this type of capacity and from these types of communities for some time. Root every penny of it out. Every single penny. Because how much does that save exponentially down the line?
Oh, it's crazy. And I've looked into this, too, that it's not just the cost savings that you save from not wasting the money. Brad, I mentioned this to you, I think, off-air even, that you... When you put those people back into the economy, now it's not all people that are going to, some of them are illegal immigrants and they're not going back into the economy. But if you're just talking about people who can work and aren't, if you put those people back in the economy for every about 10,000 people, and there's lots more than that, you get about $1 billion in productivity per year out of somebody just working again.
Yes. There are so many layers to this onion. What's something better than an onion that has layers?
Cake. Ooh, yeah.
Parfait.
A yogurt parfait.
That's too feminine.
Yeah, but we like them.
We don't want men going everywhere like, we need to be like a parfait.
Okay, a pudding parfait.
Oak tree.
Oh, a pudding. You know what they say about pudding?
Yep. You can't sling pudding when you don't have a spoon. Yeah, that's what they always say.
You're usually better at your pudding euphemisms than that. I caught you off guard. And you're the one who brought pudding up.
I know. I love pudding.
Ryan loves pudding.
Underrated.
Not for you.
No, not for me. In society.
No, not for me.
Not for me. In society.
All right, Steve Moore.
Well, anyway.
Where are you at? I was alluding to this a little bit earlier in the show, at the beginning of the show, but watching Dave Ramsey talk with Harris Faulkner on her the Faulkner Focus earlier, he makes a point, and this has been lingering in my mind, especially considering my own personal situation and circumstance. Everyone's talking about affordability. Affordability in the sense of what everything costs that I have to buy. Are Americans... culturally, is it the norm for culture for people to spend within their means?
Not really.
No. No. The entire direction of whatever cultural revolution we've been dealing with for the last 20 years is, hey, whatever makes you happy, you go get it. Follow your heart. Not if it clouds your brain. Every sort of social, throw in the midst of all this too, as I'm thinking out loud here, in the midst of all this, you've got kind of that cultural blanket that says, whatever you want, you go get that. You having a bad day, Ryan? You think you're a woman now? Go cut it off.
Mm-hmm. And I will. I mean,
it has to be yours.
This is hypothetical.
Yes. The extreme, I don't know that there can be a more extreme example than follow your heart, whatever you feel. There's no sense in that. Totally understand if there are feelings, if there are emotions, if there are tendencies, that compulsions that are naturally a part of a person. It could be, you know, a lot of the sexual identities that have been very mainstreamed in the last 20 years, way beyond just homosexual relationships. But a lot of the other things that a lot of the people in the LGB community will say, can we please drop the T from what we fought for when it comes to equality for decades leading up to this moment? This is not what we fought for. MAPs.
Mm-hmm.
You guys know what? Do you know what listening to the radio right now? Do you know what a map is? An MAP, Ryan?
I do.
What is it?
It is a pedophile. It is a rephrasing of pedophile.
So if you were going to politically correct the term pedophile, it would be
minor attracted person, because it makes it sound like you didn't have anything to do with it. It's just the way you are.
It's happening to you.
Yeah.
What you do is not happening to other people. This is happening to me.
Yeah. That's just who you are.
How incredible. This is the type of thing that makes me want to say non-FCC approved. I got to calm down. It's so dangerous for us to be such a self-gratifying society. Have you ever noticed this too? Think about culture. In the pursue your heart, follow your heart, no matter what. Don't let anyone stop you. I mean, these are inspirational messages that have led culture for the last 20 years. Have you ever noticed, you know, kind of like the praise culture where you get around a group of people and everybody's just like, all they're doing is complimenting each other the whole time. Lauding praise on very materialistic things that exist in people's lives. It's really a constant self-affirmation that what I'm doing is the right path. And by acknowledging a compliment towards you, like if you're living a certain type of lifestyle, I'm talking like materialistically, not like from an identity standpoint, but we just use each other in society to affirm ourselves, which is completely manifested in social media. Do you scroll? When you scroll through social media, I know people who do this, but I think it is in the vast minority. Excuse me. I think very few people scroll through their Facebook feed or their Instagram feed and see everybody's picture-perfect framed life moments and is repeatedly, even increasingly, happy for all those people as they see those things. You don't scroll through and see everybody's happy moments. Most people don't scroll through all of that and feel more fulfilled and happy themselves.
Well, that's if they're even real, you know, because a lot of what you're seeing is just...
Because we all frame our lives on social media. You've got 1 second of a snapshot. And, you know, how many times... Listen, I do this too. How many pictures did I take of our family in front of the Christmas tree at Molly's preschool program? There were maybe 10 or 12. I picked the best one. But if that's everything all the time, we're just putting ourselves out there to try to keep up with what everybody else is doing. But it's so surface level. It's so shallow. Like you're saying, it's not real. And then when other people sit and view all of these things, I had noticed this much more lately than I have in the past. Maybe it's because we talk about it. But social media, going through picture and post after post after post of people framing whatever good thing happened to them that day or that week or whatever, it doesn't make me happier. And if I put my phone down and I go sit in my living room with my kids, my dogs, my husband, in our pajamas, completely not made up to be seen by anybody else, watching some goofy show that maybe we've watched a million times before, that is where I want to be. And it's not picture perfect. It's not something that I would really want other people to view because it's personal, it's private, it's something very kind of sacred even. And that's like the moment you live for. Consumerism is good marketing based off low self-esteem. And there's nowhere you can go right now without somebody pointing out to you what you need to have to keep up. And we've spent our money. We're consumers. I'm a capitalist. And I want us to be able to have the things that we want if we can afford them. But we have not factored in the if we can afford them portion for a long time. Now, does that mean that affordability is not really a problem and Americans are just overspenders? I think we're on our way to a solution. I still think affordability is an issue that the administration needs to address and remind people of the timeline, the long-term plan that they have to find all the fraud that we're talking about in the beginning of this segment, to root out what the NGOs were doing with taxpayer grants that never actually reached the purpose. You know, they fund the whole apparatus of an NGO and they never actually give a dime to the cause that all those people are working for. But culturally, don't we have to get back to an understanding of appreciating what actually matters in life? Which brings me to the ultimate point. What has the left destroyed the most? The family. The left has worked so hard to separate the understanding of a family unit where people come together, they commit their lives to one another, they have children, they protect their children at all costs. Think about what this government has done to try to get between parents and their children. At every turn, they're trying to separate us from the things that are actually more important, and they're trying to sell us the idea of consumerism in a way that kind of entraps us into a completely and totally unfulfilling lifestyle. Then we're sad, and then we want something to numb the pain. It is voyeurism. It is, like I said before, it's incredibly shallow. It's unfulfilling, and that makes people unhappy. So if you are unhappy in life, you're probably looking for someone to blame. And I know in my life, I'm always looking for someone to blame. And I, especially in my 40s, trying to ask myself, what do I have control over here? Because maybe sometimes you just get screwed. Boy, do I know that. Sometimes you just get hosed. And when you get hosed and you can look at that situation and go, I completely got hosed here. There's something freeing about knowing that that's the honest truth. And you can only have the honest truth when you're looking at the other moments in your life where you're like, gosh, I'm getting hosed here. And you're like, but I could have done this. And I could maybe still do that. I don't really want to, but I could. I still have some autonomy. I still have some control. I still have some opportunity to change the direction this is going and make a better situation for me, for my life, for my family, whatever. These are all instances where Americans, where individuals have to have responsibility and autonomy to know that you have, you want to participate in the success of the United States, of the greatest economy, the biggest economy, the kindest people, the best people. You want to participate in the success of that, you have to be willing to beat the failures as well. And we have spent decades in my lifetime, it seems like, looking at a government who kind of manifests these failures to happen so that they can come and save the day.
Yeah. And also, I think generally what you're saying is that to have discipline in spending is not to say you're against capitalism. It actually makes capitalism work better because you are the one in control of your finances then, and you're not having to rely on anybody else. You actually have the discipline to spend the way that you should.
To get your fiscal house in order,
right?
You can then bless more people because you were first responsible with you.
Yes.
I do think of what Dave Ramsey was saying, what I heard him say on Fox earlier, and he was like, you know, inflation is pretty much where you want it to be right now. He's like, the student loan companies, the lending companies have really put a couple generations here in a really tight spot. And because they're in a tight spot, yeah, they're having a hard time affording things. But if you pay attention to Dave Ramsey, he's like, are you driving a car you can't afford? Are you complaining about being able to afford groceries, but you've got a $500, $600, $1,000 car payment? That's not really everybody else's problem. You have a problem with being honest with yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And I was kind of glad to hear that.
It's like that Saturday Night Live sketch they did a few years ago, not even that long ago, that the whole premise of the book they were fake selling was, don't spend more than you make. And it was this financial class, and it was all based on that one sentence. It's like, that's what I feel about Dave Ramsey.
Just don't. Yes. What is it? What is his phrase? Something about money make...
Live, I don't know.
Live like no one else so that you can live like no one else or something like that.
Live like no other so you can live like no other.
Yeah, so basically.
There
yeah.
you go.
Yeah, and the front.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We inherited a train wreck from the Biden administration, out of control inflation, an enormous regulatory state, real wage growth hadn't kept up. And we've made a lot of progress in the last 12 months with the president's agenda. Inflation's about half of what it was on average during the Biden administration. Real wage growth exceeds the inflation numbers. And you've got all sorts of things that we did right out of the gate, which is putting money in the pockets of working families, whether it's the child care tax credit or no tax on tips, no tax on overtime. So we've made a lot of progress, but there's a lot more work to do. And I think the president will lay out that agenda and how all the policies that he's put in place are going to help working families. And there's more to come, particularly in deregulation and in energy dominance.
Senator McCormick, they're talking about the progress the president has made so far in 2025, but there is more work to do. And we keep hearing that 2026, along with the big, beautiful bills passage, is going to be a barn burner, so to speak, for a lot of people once they file their taxes and actually get to benefit from some of those measures in the big, beautiful bill. Let's talk to Steve Moore about it, co-founder of the Committee for Prosperity, host of More Money as well, and author of The Trump Economic Miracle. Steve, welcome back to the show. Thanks for being with us this afternoon.
Hi, Annie. Good to be with you. Thank you so much.
Can you give us a little bit of a heads up here on what you expect for the taxpayer, the American person who's trying to put food on the table, enjoy the affordability that the president says he's delivering? What is 2026 going to do for that taxpayer?
Well, let me say that 2025 has been a really good year for the economy. And I know, you know, some of your listeners are probably going to disagree with me on that. But if you look at the, you know, just the official statistics on what's happening with the economy, we've got the best stock market ever, with all-time highs with the NASDAQ, with the S&P 500 and the Dow Jones. We've got average median income this year is up $1,200 above inflation. So people have more affordability, not less. Now, that's not to say some things aren't expensive. I mean, I know that beef is expensive. I know eggs are expensive. I know healthcare is expensive. But, you know, look at gasoline prices. They're down in many markets to $2.50 a gallon. And it is going to get better in 2026 because the full effect of the Trump tax cut kicks in, and people will be able to see more less money deducted from their paycheck and more money in the paycheck when they start getting paid in January, February, and March. So I'm pretty bullish right now, and I think we're on a really good path. We're the only real industrialized country that's growing. Our average growth rate this year is going to come in at well over 3 to 3.5%, which is a good number.
You know, Steve Moore speaking with us right now, I saw Dave Ramsey on Harris Faulkner's show a little bit earlier, and he pointed out something that I haven't really, of course, it's not the business of the policymakers in government. They've got to do, you know, stay in their lane and do what they've got to do. But Dave Ramsey talks a lot of consumerism, a lot of Main Street economics. And he said that it is important to understand that while we are looking at bringing down inflation, which the administration has done really well, there is probably an element of overspending that's taking place with the American consumer, that people are not really living within their means as well. I'm wondering, you know, with apparently a wonderful Black Friday season, if people are talking about affordability being a problem, but we're still spending a ton of money in the holiday season, what do you think about that?
Yeah, that's a great point. And I made that point on Fox myself this weekend that, you know, on the one hand, people are complaining about affordability. On the other hand, they're going out spending record amounts of money. And that's been the case, not just Black Friday, but through the first week or two of the Christmas season. So, you know, what people say to the pollsters and how they're actually acting in terms of their spending behavior is that they've got money in the bank, and that they've got money in their wallet, and they're spending it. So it only reinforces the point I was making earlier that people, look, this is a good time to be an American. We've got an economy that's on the mend from Bidenomics. We've got, you know, our businesses are doing really well. There's hiring. We have 7 million job openings in this country. So it's in my opinion, as an economist, a pretty healthy economy that I think is going to get even better next year.
I'm glad you brought up Bidenomics, because I think for people to measure how well Donald Trump has done right now, you can't really measure it to a balanced, you know, clean field. You have to understand where we've been to understand where we are right now, because there's been quite a lot of distance traveled from the hole that was dug during the Biden administration. Can you comment a little bit on maybe some of your favorite? I know energy, some of the energy deregulation that the president has implemented, that's a big deal. But what are the main things this administration has done to get us out of the hole that was previously dug?
Well, first of all, it is simply a fact that about 88% of the inflation that people are complaining about, the higher beef prices and the higher prices for things like groceries and things like health care, 88% of that increase in price was under Biden, not Trump. So that tells you a lot about, you know, who to if you're angry about prices, suggests who you should be pointing to. It's that Biden's spending policies that caused this inflation in the first place. I think that you will see prices. Look, I don't think we're going to see declining prices. And I think, see, there's a difference between declining inflation and declining prices. We don't actually want an overall decline in the price level. That would be a bad thing for the economy. What we want is stable prices. And unfortunately, the 20% increase in prices that we saw under Biden is baked in the cake. But let's make sure that the prices are not, you know, continuing to grow. And they've been growing pretty slowly. We had a good inflation report at the end of last week, which shows we're at, you know, under 3% inflation now, closing on 2.5% inflation. Again, that's not perfect, but it's a pretty good solid number. And it's far from the runaway inflation we had under Biden. Remember when it hit 9.1%.
Yeah, it really was. It really was awful. Well, Steve, we want to thank you for being with us. I know 2026 is going to be a pretty incredible year. You think the president has set us up for a nice year leading into the midterm election?
I do. Yeah, well, we'll see about the midterm elections. You know, normally the party in power, which in this case is the Republican Party, usually loses seats, sometimes heavily, in these off-year elections. But I think people are going to be feeling a lot better about the economy a year from now than they are now.
All right. Well, thank you for your time, Steve. We always love having you. Merry Christmas to you.
Thank you. Take care.
Take care. Bye-bye. All right. Let's take a quick break. We're going to speak next to Illinois Senator candidate. To fill Dick Durbin's seat, Don Tracy, he's here with us in studio. He's a senior counsel at Brown, Hay, and Stevens. You can go to DonTracyForIL.com if you want to research a little bit about him before we get talking to him here next in studio on the Annie Fry Show. We'll be right back.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
All right, welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. I'm so glad that you are here with us this afternoon. It's a pleasure to be able to bring you our next guest. And before you do, if you want to check out the Annie Fry Show podcast, if you want to put us in a position where you can follow us, go back and listen to an interview, you can always go to the Audacy app, audacy.com. You can see podcasts there. You can also go to the Annie Fry YouTube channel and check out what we are talking about there. So I want to get to our guest, and I'm excited to have in studio with us Don Tracy. Don and I have worked with you at various events for years now, it seems.
Well, I was state chairman of the Illinois Republican Party for 3.5 years, and you know, you are really an important voice in that ecosystem. So, we've run into each other, and thank you for your great work.
Well, thank you for that. It's always been a pleasure to be a part of it, trying to get some more attention downstate, certainly. Don Tracy is running for Senate, the United States Senate. He wants to be a Republican senator from the state of Illinois. I want you to be as well. I want somebody to be, and you're fighting for that opportunity.
Well, we need that. We haven't elected a Republican for a U.S. Senate seat since 2010, when Mark Kirk was elected. And
that's
then,
not that long ago.
No, it really isn't. And then in 2014, we elected Judy Bartapinka and Governor Rauner. I helped on the Rauner campaign a bit. And then, unfortunately, Senator Kirk experienced a stroke, and he ran for re-election, but he wasn't the same person. And so he was defeated by Tammy Duckworth.
Yeah.
There are eight statewide public offices in Illinois. Two of them are the U.S. Senate seats. Currently, all eight are held by Democrats. Seven of the eight are Chicago, Cook County Democrats. Durbin, whose seat is opening and that I'm running for, is downstate Springfield, as am I. If I don't win this seat, the three on the Democrat side are all Chicago, Cook County Democrats. All eight of those seats will be held by Chicago, Cook County Democrats. I love Chicago. I have a place up there. I love Cook County. But I think the other 101 counties deserve representation.
Amen to that. We do, certainly. Like, it's a hard conversation to have here downstate. We're speaking with Don Tracy, who's in studio with us. He's running for Senate. He's running for the seat that Dick Durbin is retiring from. He's got to win a Republican primary and then, of course, beat a Democrat, a Chicago Democrat, if you can imagine that. It's very difficult to have the conversation about Republican politics in the state of Illinois downstate because Chicago, it always comes back to Chicago. And a lot of people down here would rather just do without them. Get rid of Cook County and move on. My understanding is Cook County is about 66% population of the state. I don't know how much revenue comes in, but it's an enormous amount of revenue that funds the state comes from Chicago. And my understanding is that the Chicago Republican Party is the biggest Republican party in the state.
Well, certainly there are more Republican voters in Cook County than any county in Illinois. I've also heard there are more Republican voters in Cook County than in any county in the United States.
It's a big county.
It's a huge county.
Yeah.
And on a clear day, the way I like to put it is on a clear day, 70% of the Illinois voters can see the Willis Tower, formerly known as the Sears Tower.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of voters up there. And so we're spending a lot of time up there.
And so I understand that. I respect that. People who want to separate from Cook County, I don't really like that. I want Chicago to be a great city, and I want to live in a state where we get to claim Chicago. We don't have to get the blame for Chicago. So downstate still exists, though. We're still here. Like you said, you want to represent 102 counties altogether.
I plan to represent all of Illinois, not just Chicago. And being from downstate, but having spent a lot of time in the suburbs in Chicago, I think I'm the right Illinois Republican to win this particular seat. It's going to be a dogfight.
Yeah.
Once we get into the general. And it needs to be somebody that's got statewide experience, as I have, having run for lieutenant governor in 2010, and also having been statewide chair for 3.5 years. Somebody who can be as comfortable in Lake County as they are down in Hardin County. And I've done both of those things. So, and there's nothing more important. We need to make Illinois a two-party state again. I mean, even, you know, people out there that maybe they're not, you know, strong Republicans, or they're not in line with everything about the current administration agenda, should realize that a one-party state is not a healthy state. As they've been saying for centuries, you know, power corrupts and absolute power corrupts absolutely. And in a one-party state, you have absolute power. Perhaps that's why over the last 40 years, the feds have been indicting an average of one Chicago politician Democrat per week. They've indicted and convicted about 2,000 of them. And there's a reason. And there's a reason for it. There's too much power concentrated in one power. I'm trying to change that.
Yeah, I appreciate that perspective. It's a message of hope, which I think a lot of Illinois voters, a lot of them want to hear that. Some of them are going to laugh at it. A Republican senator from the state of Illinois, you know, Dick Durbin, he's from down here. And he maybe not, I don't know, it's hard to judge what practical Democrat looks like anymore on a national stage. But he certainly hasn't. He was one of the people who voted and led for the government shutdown to end. So he took a parting way from Chuck Schumer. What would a Republican from Illinois in Don Tracy look like in the United States Senate?
Well, I'm a conservative a Republican. It would be, another vote for a common sense and practical solutions in Washington, D.C., and another vote, against the crazy left ideas of Bernie Sanders and Mom Dami and Mayor Johnson and AOC and all the rest. I'm running and it'd be a vote for reducing inflation, for reducing the cost of living. I mean, the number one issue out there and the number one problem for working families that are, trying to put food on the table and pay for their health care and raise their kids is inflation and the cost of living. And one of the reasons why, I think we struggle in Illinois to elect Republicans is because Democrats are more active in politics generally. And that's because they and their special interest allies, they feed off the government and they feed off of government benefits. Whereas we Republicans just want to be left alone to raise our families, to keep our kids in school, to make our payroll, to do our jobs. But if we're going to change this state and keep this country, a great country, that attitude's got to change. More Republicans and conservatives need to get off the sidelines. And if they're not going to run for office, then help people who do.
Yeah.
Don, I'm sorry I don't have a deeper question for you than this, but I know a lot of people in Chicago, and actually I think the majority of them are Democrats, family members, friends, and so forth. They talk about this so much, they hate the corruption of Chicago, like with a burning passion. And you just said something I've never heard before. Can you repeat that? That a Democrat gets indicted on average once a week out of Chicago? Democrat politician?
Well, indicted and convicted.
Oh, my gosh.
Convictions are more important than the indictment. And it's but they come in clumps. For example, there was Operation Greylord back, I think, in the 80s when the feds did an undercover operation, which found out that judges, they weren't just, and lawyers weren't just fixing like traffic tickets and small claims cases. They were fixing murder trials and divorces.
Wow.
It was just awful. And so they indicted and convicted about 100 lawyers, judges, clerks, and other court personnel. Mm. There was, I think, Silver Shovel, and I believe that involved construction fraud. There's been the red light scandal in Chicago, red light camera scandal. So so they'll do, 100 or 200 in these various. But if you just add them up over, and Illinois Policy did this study, over the last 40 years, it amounts to an average of about one a week.
That's amazing.
Yeah. That's unbelievable.
But it's not enough. They need to do more. Yeah. There's still too many corrupt Democrat Chicago politicians.
Oh, man. Don Tracy speaking with us right now, the Republican candidate for United States Senate in Illinois, senior counsel at Brown, Hay, and Stevens. You can go on X at Don Tracy for IL, and website is DonTracy4IL.com. You said you wanted to be a vote against the Bernie Sanders and the AOCs of the world. Are you a vote in support of the Trump agenda? Are you, when you go to Senate, and the president's trying to get through, some sort of policy, are you going to support President Trump?
It depends on the policy, of course. I was just at a meeting of the RNC at which Howard Lutnick talked, and he's the Commerce Secretary. And boy, that guy has relentless enthusiasm for the economy.
Ryan's a huge fan.
I am too. He's an amazing guy. And he was talking about all the great things that are happening, all the foreign investment that's coming to the United States to build factories, and everything that's being done to fight inflation, including lowering interest rates, and including lowering the CAFE standards, the auto standards that make automobiles cost so much. He thinks that the GNP, which has been struggled to be around 2%, almost 3% the last few years, could be 4 to 6% next year. Yeah. That is so important. I love the Trump agenda for peace through strength. I love the real serious effort, the first in a long time, to try to get able-bodied people off the couch and off the welfare rolls and working again. And I love the focus on welfare fraud. I mean, there were, I think, three articles in the Wall Street Journal today on welfare fraud, and it's in the billions of dollars. I particularly love what the president has done in trying to establish peace throughout the world. You know, he's settled about 8 different wars already, and has a ceasefire in Gaza, done probably more for peace in the Mideast than any other world leader. And then now Ukraine's the big one. The working, the administration is working very hard on that. Scott Bessent is another great one. I love what the Justice Department is going, after welfare fraud and a lot of other problems in this country. So I can't say I'm not going to be a rubber stamp for anybody, but I really like most of the president's agenda.
I think,
and I can't really think of anything I don't, except I have to say I support the filibuster, and I do support the blue slip process. Without the filibuster, which the Democrats will kill if they can, they tried to kill, but for Manchin and Sinema, they didn't kill it. They also want to pack the Supreme Court. We cannot let them take back the Senate. But the importance of the filibuster is that for really big things like health care reform, which we desperately need, you really need to have bipartisan support. You may remember the Democrats had the 60 votes, so the filibuster couldn't stop them on Obamacare. They only had it for a month, but that was enough. And they shoved that down Republican throats. And look what a mess it's been.
Yeah.
The so-called Affordable Care Act has become the Unaffordable Care Act. Obamacare premiums have skyrocketed. And that's one of the reasons why the cost of living is so high. But Biden inflation is the big reason. Mm-hmm. And we really, that is the number one thing I want to work on, is reducing the cost of living for working families. So they don't have to make a decision between farm drug prices and putting food on the table.
Well, I can only imagine if Dick Durbin were replaced by an Illinois Republican, that President Trump would have some patience for what an Illinois Republican would look like in the Senate. It would be earth shattering if we were able to pull that off in the state. You're not going to be able to do it by yourself. You're going to need support. You're going to need to persuade downstate to show up at the polls like they've never showed up before. And, I think giving them right amount of hope, I think a lot of people in the state of Illinois are disgusted beyond compare with J.B. Pritzker, the supermajority of Democrats in the Senate in the state, the supermajority of Democrats in the House. The time might be ripe for people to show up in droves to say no to the Illinois Democrat way of life. What do you need from people to be successful?
Well, just what you said, Annie. You said it so well. We need to get all the people that voted for President Trump in at the polls in a midterm. Typically, several hundred thousand of them in Illinois don't vote. We also need to get all the Republicans who like current administration's policies, but they might not like President Trump. We need them to focus on policy and what's best for the country, not emotion, not feelings, and not because the president sometimes speaks inelegantly. Let's put it that way. And maybe speaks in a way that offends feelings and emotions. They need to focus on what's really at stake, which is, this great country and this great American experiment. I also need to get independents and soft Democrats to vote for themselves, for the future, for their children, their grandchildren. And with that type of a coalition, We can win in Illinois again. We Republicans can win again and make this a two-party state again.
Yeah, amen to that. If you believe it and we can back you up and take that seat, that would be enormously wonderful here in the state of Illinois. I am wildly offended by the Illinois Democrats, way more than I've ever even been suggested to be offended by anything President Trump had said. I think a lot of people feel the same
way. They've just gone bat stuff crazy.
Yes, they have. Don Tracy, will you come back?
Absolutely. Anytime you call, Annie.
All right. That sounds wonderful.
I'm just up the road from Springfield, 900 miles away.
Well, we love that you know south of I-80 exists. Don Tracy,
I'm a downstater.
I've been at many events with you downstate at lots of different places, and I look forward to doing it again. All right, let's take a quick break. Don Tracy, thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Annie.
Republican candidate for United States Senate in Illinois. Go online and learn more about Don Tracy, D-O-N Tracy, T-R-A-C-Y, 4IL.com. We'll be right back. What's the closest we have to Elvis Presley right now? Your incoming non-serious answer, Ryan Weeks. I'm scooping you on that. I want a serious answer.
Travis Kelce.
We do know how you feel about Travis Kelce. From what I understand, based on the Chiefs season, he might be picking up a singing career soon.
Yes. Well, I was going to say Taylor Swift just because of star power.
But I don't know if Taylor Swift is a bad answer. I hadn't really considered that in 2025, Elvis could be a woman.
He can. Be whatever he wants. Taylor Swift is probably the closest thing. And I do think she's got, because I think for a while, Elvis had the most number one hits ever. And then there was back and forth with the Beatles. And I think they both got overtaken somewhere in the 90s by Mariah Carey.
Well, like, those are all people I wouldn't, in success, I could understand how dollar cents and, like, stats.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm talking, like, the sensation that Elvis Presley is.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I've thought before that, like, who's Michael Jackson now? Bruno Mars always kind of struck me as a downstream of Michael Jackson. Mm-hmm. We don't have Michael Jackson anymore. Although there's this impersonator I keep seeing on the internet who is as good of him, and I think you should do her. He looks like him. I was thinking, like, can you do that?
What era of Michael Jackson?
White gloves, fedora hat.
Okay.
Long, curly, dark hair, white skin.
Okay. So, like, late 80s, early 90s.
I was going to say early 90s.
Yeah.
Bad.
Right. Yeah. So do you agree then that it would have to be Taylor Swift? I mean, if you have to come up with somebody.
I don't, and I'm so sad. I don't think I know who's cool. I don't think I have an answer I'm just unaware.
But they have to be so big
that I would know.
You would know.
That you can't escape it.
Yeah, it's not
like
the flavor
Justin
of the
Timberlake
month.
Timberlake is post Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
That's the same.
Justin Timberlake, lane. Yes. And he's enormous, obviously, but he hasn't stayed around as long.
Speaking of enormous, did you ever see Weird Al Yankovic's parody of Bad?
Yeah, it's called Fat.
Fat. I want you to know, if I haven't told this story on the air, my son, maybe a couple years ago, found Weird Al. And if you go back and you play songs like Fat to a kid who never lived before political correctness, they're like, oh my gosh!
Uh-huh.
It seems like the meanest thing, but they're kind of like,
oh, I know.
they think it's funny because it's funny. But that was back when you made fun of everybody.
Yeah.
Nobody was safe. You can't just make fun. You can't collectively as a society only make fun of some people. You have to societally say everybody is fair game. And our kids don't know that.
I picked up a Weird Al CD at a yard sale over the summer.
Which one?
His Greatest Hits. And we have been enjoying that.
Yes.
And it's funny because my kids don't know a lot of the original
yes,
songs.
Yes, they just think they're
They'll
Weird
hear
Al
the beginning
songs.
Of Red Hot Chili Peppers and go, yabba dabba yabba do now.
Yes.
And I'm like, no, this is the real one. Though.
Weird Al is still relevant.
Yeah, oh yeah, he's still touring. And his tours are huge too. Weird Al, you know what though? He does have a couple songs that now you're like, he's not even conservative. Weird Al is a liberal. But
no, he's a First Amendment guy.
But he has a song called Trigger Happy that you listen to that now and you're like, okay, he wouldn't even record that now.
No, the parody album of Michael Jackson's Bad, which is how we got here because that's the Michael Jackson I was saying, his album is called Even Worse. That's funny, kids. It's funny. If you want to learn the way we grew up, Weird Al is a great way to do it. We'll be right back.
Are you nearing retirement and wondering?
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.